ninth parak of Yevamis Mishnah Gimel. Shneis midivrei seifim. There's certain arayas that are only osim midrabbanon. It's one stage up from the arayas midaraisa, which we learned earlier in the Masechta. In these cases, shneil abavli shneil yavam masul abal mutas yavam. If she's this iser to the husband, the husband has to divorce her. If he dies, the yavam can be miyabim her, because in a case we're talking about a case where she does not have this type of relationship to the yavam. If it's the other way around, so that she's only shnir to the yavam, then the yavam won't be able to do yivam because it's also to the yavam, to do chalitza, and that she's muteris to her husband. Shnir lezeh lezeh, if she has a relationship of a shnir to both the husband and the yavam, asur lezeh lezeh. Now is important. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ein lo like suve, a person who marries a shnir, they made a knas, and she cannot collect the ikuk suve, the mayor for almona, masayim for psulim. Like Paris. Paris means that there's an agreement made that he's entitled to the Paris of the property that she brings into the marriage in exchange for the fact that he will redeem her. Here there'll be room to say that since he's not mechuyev to redeem her because he's supposed to divorce her, also if he ate the Paris, he has to return the Paris. Even so, we say that if he ate the Paris, he does not have to return them because they made a knas for him, that he loses that for her, that she loses out the Paris that he ate. Like Mizainas, he's not chayiv to feed her because the other rabbi want to get them divorced. Even if she went out of town and she borrowed money for her food, he's also not mechuyev to pay for it. Since lemaisa, we want them to get divorced. Beloy beloyes. Beloyes means she brought in nichsig melug. Now the rule of nichsig melug is that generally speaking, he does not take responsibility for losses of the nichsig melug. As he was pasheah, but other than that, got stolen or some other type of oinus, got worn out, he's not mechuyev to pay for it. There was a havamin over here that since it was an illegal marriage, he should have to pay her for the losses of the nifsi miluk. And we're saying no, they weren't mechuyev him to pay for it. She loses out. She's the one that basically gets the brunt of the knas. She shouldn't have agreed to this marriage. Vavlat kosher, aval lemaisa, the child is kosher because only sent to her bottom. We force them to get divorced. Amon l'kohen gadol, grusha chalutz l'kohen gadol. These are marriages which are also deraisa. Amon l'kohen gadol is also deraisa. Grusha is also deraisa. Chalutz, they gave the same status as a grusha that is also to marry a kohen gadol. But mamzeres and nesin l'Yisrael, a marriage between a regular bat Yisrael and a Yisrael and a female mamzeres and nesina, or the way ran bat Yisrael not the mamzer. All these are also is a deraisa. V'yesh lohem ksuve. They get the ksuva because by the first case of which chased the rabbanon, there had to be more machmir to keep them away from one another, and therefore they made the knas that she loses out the ksuva. Yesha does not lose out her ksuva.